This is Rick. I want to talk a little bit about the underpinnings of level two, the emotional part of resistance, where people say, I don't like it. Or on the other side, they say, I like it. But there's a strong emotional component to that. When I was first formulating these levels and started thinking that there was a strong emotional component to organizational change, I was reading Daniel Goleman's classic book, Emotional Intelligence. It's G-O-L-E-M-A-N. It's a very good book. He has the ability to take the science and popularize it. And I do not mean that as a slight at all. It's a wonderful thing for somebody to be able to do. And he can take what the researchers are talking about and say, here's why it's important. Highly recommend his book. Well, from his book, I found two researchers that he kept quoting. One was a guy named Joseph Ledoux, L-E-D-O-U-X. He wrote a book called The Emotional Brain. And he was arguing that we really make decisions emotionally, that the rational part of the brain isn't such a big deal. I may be stating that in a little exaggerated fashion. But at the time, there weren't a lot of people saying that. And here was a solid researcher saying, yeah, and here's what we're finding. Another researcher is a guy named John Gottman, G-O-T-T-M-A-N, who wrote a book called What Predicts Divorce. Once again, this is a book of research. So if you like research, looking at that kind of stuff, then Ledoux and Gottman are the ones for you. If you're a practitioner and really want to know, how does this make sense to me? What do I need to do? I would start with Daniel Goleman. Gottman's work in this book talks about what goes on with couples. For instance, he found that when couples argue with each other, their pulse rates go up. All right, that's not a surprise. But what was surprising is as their pulse rates go up, their ability to take in information, that is their ability to listen, goes down. And the book is filled with a lot of gems like that. At least I find them to be gems. Very recently, a couple of books have come out by people who are able to popularize a lot of this research that's been happening in social science and in behavioral economics and a number of other related fields. One is a book called How We Decide by Jonah Lehrer, L-E-H-R-E-R. I hope I'm pronouncing his name correctly. And the other book is a book called Sway, S-W-A-Y, by Ori and Ram Brafman, B-R-A-F-M-A-N. And both of them take a look at what a lot of the researchers are doing on basically how we make decisions and how we make decisions so emotionally and make decisions in ways that we're not aware of. They're both really well written, and I would recommend either one of those to you. In addition to all of that, I read a fair amount on behavioral economics. And behavioral economics was a bit of a rogue science because economics is considered to be the domain of the very rational, numbers-oriented thinkers. And here's some researchers who are saying, well, yeah, but it's more than that. So, for instance, when somebody buys a stock, they put more value into it than a stock they don't own. So, for instance, I owned AOL. And it started to go up and up and up. I thought I had a good thing on my hands. It started to go down and down and down, and I didn't sell it. If somebody had shown me the statistics on a stock I didn't own and said, would you like to buy right now? And I see this arrow plummeting, I would not have bought it. But I hung on to AOL for way, way too long. And people do that. That's an emotional component. There are a ton of books out there on behavioral economics these days. Some of them are very technical, at least for somebody who is not an economist like me. And then there's some people who are starting to popularize it. And I don't know enough about the most recent stuff out there to make a recommendation. But that whole field of behavioral economics is pretty interesting. My hunch is do an Amazon search, do a search of through your favorite bookstore, do a Wikipedia search. My hunch is you're going to find a lot of interesting stuff. Hope this helps.